You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Well, guys, I've had a great time talking with the one, the only Dave DeSpain, his new show, The Dave DeSpain Show, on MAV TV. It's a 30-minute weekly show and interviewing drivers and other personalities from across the diverse American racing landscape. So, Dave, you know, I've been teeing up to this because in life, I have people I look up to, and you're one of them. I mean, I take a personal, you know, kind of journey when I do my radio show with people like you. I'm actually going to copy everything you've said. I'm going to be the mini Dave DeSpain.
Good for you. I won't even ask for a cut.
There you go. I might even give you a percent or two. But at the end of the day, you know, I think we all look back in our lives and we go, man, this person had such a profound effect on me. And on my other show, I do a show called The Drive, which because I test drive new cars and what have you on that show. But and at the end of my interviews, I always like to say, all right, now we know what you drive. Now what drives you? But then on this show, I do a little different. I say, who's your hero? But that's the same person, isn't it? This person that may have had that impact on you. So who's your hero that had that impact?
Because you gave me a heads up, I made a list.
Oh, good.
I'll get through them quickly.
Okay.
Bart Markle, because I wanted to be a flat track motorcycle racer. And at the time I wanted to do that, he was the big dog.
Right on.
And spawned a whole generation of flat track motorcycle racers who were great. Bart Markle. Dan Gurney, because he and I come from the same roots. Motorcycle guy, in his case, became fascinated with auto racing and went on to do what I think are unprecedented things with those tools, but never lost his love for motorcycle racing.
Yep.
Ken Squire, partly for the reasons that we talked about. He, to me, was the epitome of broadcast cool. I mean, he was so good at what he did. But he and I have a common hero, and that's Chris Economaki.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the legendary, you know, started covering racing in the 30s and covered it well into the teens before his death, and was working as hard the day he died as he was, you know, the day he started. Just incredible, and taught me the most important lesson. I can't do the voice, but I'll give it my best shot. Ken, just ask the guy a good question.
Right.
Best advice I ever got. And a guy that nobody knows outside of Hollywood by the name of Fred Reinstein, who taught me the work ethic and taught me how to write for television, which is probably the most valuable tool, aside from my great voice, that I've ever had. And the voice is God-given. So
yeah.
In terms of heroes, I give Fred a lot of credit.
That's neat. Well, you know what? So some of the producers make the best hosts
because they
do their homework. They give a damn and just, you know, they end up being great hosts like you have obviously done. All right, we got about 2 minutes.
They don't get enough credit. I mean, we're out front. We get the accolades. We get to be the stars of the show. But for every star of the show, there is a producer in the background who's willing to sacrifice that and take their satisfaction from making somebody else look good. And that's a big deal.
I totally agree. I said to my guys just a little bit ago, I said, you know, if I was a producer of the show, I'd want to be the best producer in the world because guess what? If the show does good, I'm going to feel good. And that to me, that there's a value in feeling good about what you do, right?
There is, but it takes a huge, it takes a special kind of person to be willing to sacrifice, you know, all the glory and let somebody else sort of take all the credit for your hard work.
Boy,
that takes a special kind of person.
You're right. A
God
humble
knows
person.
I appreciate them.
Yeah, me too.
I've had a lot of good ones.
That's it. Well, everybody, his show, Dave DeSpain Show, just debuted April 25th. What time does it air every Friday night?
It's at 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific.
Oh,
don't
good.
Ask me how they do that. 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and even more magical, if you missed it last night, it'll be on again Sunday night.
Oh,
it re-airs in the same time slot.
Well,
so,
good.
8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on Sunday night. John Force, as you have never heard him before, and me just doing what I do.
I can't wait. I'm going to watch it on MAV TV, everybody. Check your local listings for where you can find MAV TV. And if you don't have it, order it up on your cable box. Dave, it has been absolutely awesome. I want to have you on again and again and again. Is there anything I can ever do for you and the racing hobby and the car guy world? Please call on me. I am at your beck and call, okay?
Cool. Well, I appreciate that. And you know my phone number now, so call me up anytime you want to talk about racing. That's what I do.
Excellent. Now tell me the name of your seven dogs real quick.
Oh, wow. Boss and Sparky. And
you got to look at them, don't you?
Well, none of them are around. Leonard and Shazam and Maggie. That's five. Who am I missing? That's a trick question.
Now, you know, when you go in there, your dog that you missed his name, he's going to go.
It's around here somewhere.
Dave DeSpain, you're the best. All right. Watch him on MAV TV, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor. Dave, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan. Great fun. I appreciate it.
We'll see y'all next week. Same time, same channel, right here on Stock Car Radio. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.